with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. At the time of his death from lung cancer at the age of 50 on August 2nd, Raymond Carver was one of the most influential American short story writers. Carver made his reputation without writing the novel that both critics and readers had demanded. In 1984, he went to his home in Port Angeles, Washington, fully intending to write a novel. I spoke to him about it in 1986.
After a week of sitting still and being quiet, I wrote a poem one night. And the next morning, I wrote another poem. The morning after that, I wrote two poems. This went on for 65 days.
65 days. No novel, but enough poetry for a book, which became Where Water Comes Together with Other Water, published in 1985.
I felt a little bit insecure about this poetry, having not written any poems for such a long while. I want to have more poems, and I started writing poems again.
The poems were like gifts to him.
I didn't know if I had it in me to write another poem the next day or not. I went to bed at night, and the bowl was empty. When I woke up the next morning, it was full again.
Eventually, Raymond Carver had enough poems for still another collection called Ultramarine.
When I was writing those poems, everything that came to me, everything I touched, as it were, became a poem.
Carver's poems are like his short stories, bare, stripped to the bone, recollections of drunken nights, hangovers, lost loves, lost opportunities. A sampling of the late Raymond Carver's prose can be found in Where I'm Calling From, New and Selected Stories, published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It was a terrible tragedy for the literary world. Short story writer and poet Raymond Carver, a heavy smoker most of his life, died of lung cancer in August at the age of 50. Here's an excerpt from a report I did on Carver in 1986.
Writing, whether it's a poem or a story, is a form of communication, of course, not just self-expression. So I want the poems to have a clarity. I want them to communicate. I don't want the reader to be ever to be confused or baffled or in the dark with one of my poems or with one of my stories.
Raymond Carver says he strives for a beautiful clarity.
My poems are certainly not strictly autobiographical any more than my short stories are, but short stories and poems, for that matter, don't just come out of thin air. They have to come from somewhere.
Much of his life is common knowledge anyway, Carver says. His struggle against alcoholism, the breakup of his marriage, his estrangement with his children.
Whereas I may be self-conscious in everyday life, shy as it were, I'm not when it comes to writing.
Carver has been urged to compose something longer than his short stories and poetry, but the idea hasn't come.
I don't think you should search for an idea for a novel. I think that idea should come to you. I don't know if I ever will write a novel. It's okay if I don't.
It's all right. And in fact, you may have the kind of mind that compartmentalizes in such a way that you think in smaller terms.
That suits me just fine.
The late Raymond Carver. His latest book is Where I'm Calling From, New and Selected Stories, published by Atlantic Monthly Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.